This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law this afternoon.
It is Monday.
How are you, troops?
Ooh. Oh, my goodness. Timbo, Dean Murphy, Joysters, more
past
importantly.
Four. It's not a bad day in town today. Can you imagine that? We're getting closer and closer to winter, aren't we? But we get sunny days like this and everyone's happy and up. It's great.
You're very happy and up.
I am.
Because we've got cups of tea have you had today,
two
Mr.
Or three.
Racy?
Yeah. We've got. It's because we've got so much happening.
You're just very quick sticks, Dean Murphy, this afternoon. Urgent.
You're in trouble, young lady.
I know.
Because last week we did a whole show on your Japan trip.
Well, it wasn't the whole show.
I feel like you might have bagged out your mother and she listened to the whole show. First time in a long while.
I love how you've hijacked this segment because I was actually just going to say how I got in trouble. But, mate, you got in trouble as well. I was actually telling witty little anecdotes about our trip together that I took our lovely mother on and you were constantly referring to that crazy old woman with her Christian feet, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, so did you not pop any of
you
it?
Actually
But she hasn't spoken to me since.
Yeah, so for the listeners at home, Mum doesn't ever listen to this show and we've been on for 8 years. Hi, Mum, if you're listening today, because she decided that
No,
she
I think she has listened over the years.
Every now and then.
But we talk poo and penises
and stuff.
No,
they stop listening because they do everything together and my dad can't cope with the word vagina. So, no. Hello, Colin, if you're listening, he's not. Anyway, I got in a bit of trouble during the week. Mummy didn't think it was very funny that I was taking the mickey out of her. But I think then she did remember that I had managed to keep her alive, happy and healthy in Japan for 9 days. Hello, Mummy, if you're there. Anyway, I'm still king of the kids in terms of brand. Actually, do you know what? I think the pogo pole of love, I've already bounced off it because I did 9 days in Japan. A week later, our older brother, they went and had coffee and cake somewhere yesterday and I think he's now the golden boy.
I missed Mother's Day because I had to go and top up my lifeguard
course. You're in the doghouse.
Shouldn't be. I had to do it. It's part of my qualifications as a springboard diving coach that I need to do the lifeguard course. Anyway, I registered for this thing and I have done an improvement previous year, so I realised how cold those pools can be.
Ooh, brr.
So I rang my brother and said, can I borrow your wetsuit? Because you're in the pool a long time doing the course. Anyway, so I borrowed the wetsuit, went down, we're sitting there, there's a whole class and you do the sort of the stuff, theory stuff and whatever. And then you've got to...
I'm feeling more and more confident about his life-saving abilities as he speaks.
Don't.
The stuff.
Yeah, the theory stuff.
Just the important stuff.
Yeah.
Something
like that.
Yeah, defibrillator. Oh, I can't say it now
anyway. This is hard. Isn't it?
We need the thing that does the thing. Yeah, that's right.
Heart starter, which is what it should be called. It should have been called that, the heart starter. Get the heart starter out of it. Get the defibrillator out.
Why can't I say it?
No, because no one can say it. No one can say it. Get the defibrillator.
Defibrillator.
And the people going, what? By the time you actually work out that it's that.
Defibrillator.
It's not. It's just the thing that gets your heart started. That's what it should have been called. Anyway. So then we did that and then we had to go and get in the water. Now, the problem with it is the guy who's running the course told me the water was going to be 31 degrees. I'm thinking, well, maybe I don't need the wetsuit this time around.
Lies. So, when's water ever that warm?
Yeah. And I work at pools too, so I should have known. But anyway, I jumped in and I went, my God, it's like 14 degrees. Wow, how am I going to get the wetsuit on? And then I realised, oh, my God, I don't know how to put the wetsuit on. Because it's not like it's got a zip at the back one, like where you just put yourself in. You actually have to lower yourself into this wetsuit and pull this thing over your head. It's quite difficult. So I had to text my brother while I'm just being teamed up with Tom, very handsome Tom, who's straight. And,
here we go. Now we get to the reason why we're even
so
talking.
So I'm texting my brother Peter and going, what colour is the inside, what colour is the outside, and how do I get in, where's the zip, all that kind
of
stuff.
Now, bear in mind, ladies and gentlemen, Dean Murphy is colourblind. So that could have been an
only
issue.
Shades, doll. Oh. I know blue is blue and black is black.
Oh, okay.
Like a light blue is light blue.
Okay. Sorry, anyway, I was just helping.
But thank you. thank you. Anyway, so I thought, look, I'm going to rough it. And so I get back in the pool, freezing, and I'm teamed up with Tom, the very handsome lifeguard from Nutterwadding. And it's amazing
getting
how...
It's hot in here.
Well, correct. Because it's amazing how
so
much
I don't need my
own body became its own wetsuit. Because...
Oh, yuck.
Because those things with like lifeguard courses.
Talk
like that,
to me about that.
You're very close. Like you've got him in hinge.
I caught it.
He goes, "What's that grip?" And I go, "Squirrel." No, it's not a squirrel grip. It was a hinge grip, and you got him under the neck and the thing. But you're very close in water with a very. Mm. There's not much on.
Are you? You've got bathers.
No, I had little shorts on, but he had shorts on too. You're holding them, floating them, saving them. I, in my head, had imagined I was actually saving him. I'm thinking, when's the mouth part of this gig going on? There's none of that in the lifeguard.
Godfather.
Did it feel like you had a boyfriend?
Yes.
Look at your little face
for the first time in like years and years, for the brief moment in time, it felt like I had a boyfriend.
Is anyone else incredibly sad by this segment?
Can we go to another song?
What's so great is this next song is called "I Found You."
In the pool when I was holding your neck.
There's something I need to talk about. Oh. I don't often feel like I am the trendiest person in the world.
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah.
In that T-shirt?
Shut up.
In that green Hawaiian T-shirt that looks like you came out, had a real sale about 10 years ago.
Oh. That's so backfired. I totally don't want to talk to either of you ever again. What's wrong with my T-shirt? I quite like my T-shirt. Everyone, I'm wearing a green T-shirt with palm trees on it. It's heaven. Anyway, whatever. There's certain trends that you shouldn't do. Yeah. Like, you know, I don't even bother with getting my nails and stuff done anymore, but I have been thinking about getting eyelash extensions, right?
Oh,
yeah. Here we go. It's girly enough. You can shut up over there in the corner. I'm sick of you. I'm looking at Tim. So eyelash extensions, and I was thinking, yeah, okay, cool. And then this fell across my vision that apparently the next trend to hit the world is nose hair extensions.
What?
I know. See, it makes me gag just saying it. Right. So eyelashes, like eyelash extensions.
But out of your nose.
Poking out of your nose. Like, for one, I don't need that because I'm battling what's there anyway. Like, seriously.
Can you braid them?
Imagine having a big plait coming out here. Like a Dothraki plait out of your nose.
A Dothraki.
I'm a Game of Thrones.
I could get mine.
I'm so cool right now in my green T-shirt.
Give them a perm. Give them a perm.
Give them a little perm coming out, like pubes out your nose. That's just disgusting.
You're so vile.
But see, when I went to get a lip wax once, and this woman, just get in your corner and go away from me. Right, I was getting a lip wax and this woman actually put wax up my nostrils to get my nostrils out. Like, and I couldn't breathe. I started spluttering and she's like, "Open your mouth, love." And I'm like, "Oh, yeah." It's not a good thing. Like visually, so mentally when I heard about nose hair extensions, I thought about that and it made me nearly sick. Anyone keen?
That's a great way to end
nose hair extensions.
You look good at that. Your green T-shirt.
Stop
your nose
picking on my T-shirt. This is Scotty's just said, "Hi, Murphy's. Can you pretty please post a photo of Anna's T-shirt?"
Oh, yes, we can.
Joy Facebook page. Go on. She's got a yes. Okay. It's going up. How rude. Now, listen, Amy Schumer.
Oh, yeah. What's happening with her lately?
She's had a baby and it feels like, and she was saying, does anyone else feel like this pregnancy's gone on forever? So she announced her baby's name the other day. Mm-hmm. And the poster said, Gene Attell Fisher and his dad, Chris. And I just thought, oh, it's an interesting choice. But obviously it's familial name. So somebody on either side's grandpa or somebody's obviously, you know, they seem like names that have been handed down through the thing. But those savvy little internet trolls and fans alike have just jumped all over it and have basically just gone, is this a joke? Because if you say it quickly, it sounds like genital.
Oh, my God, it does too. Genital.
Oh, that's clever.
I've got a feeling if that's not a setup, then there's going to have to be some tweaking of that because she's surely have thought of that.
Maybe
anyway,
not.
Well, this is the thing. I don't know. So people at home, you know that I run a thing called Bogan Bingo quite often.
Oh.
One of the questions during
Yeah, we do. There was no, there was just no. I thought Tim might have got. Oh yeah, that's right. You're amazing. And nothing.
So I just
got
to. Anyway, I'm just talking to Tim, right? And I'm talking to Joyce's. Hi, honeys. So one of the questions during the show is to ask people what their child's name is, and then the audience gets to vote whether it's Bogan or not. And I have never in my 3 or 4 years or whatever doing this show and being a lifetime Bogan ever heard this kind of spelling of this name.
What is
so
it?
This girl was at the front. She was a cute little thing actually, but she's head to tail tats and stuff. And then she goes, oh, we asked the question and she just starts laughing. She's, you will not believe this. And we're like, go for it. She goes, no, I have to spell it out.
Okay.
So.
Hit me. I've got a pen and paper.
A.
A.
L.
L. L. L.
I.
I.
V.
V.
A. H.
What is that?
Olivia.
No.
Olivia.
With an
no.
A-double
Olivia.
L.
And she was saying it, Olivia.
With a H at the end.
Yeah, H.
Olivia.
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 It's the best thing I've ever heard. I know we've done it before, but if anyone's got any other pearls.
You could put a B in front of that. Would that be Bolivia?
It would be.
Kind of. If you put a B in front of the normal Olivia, it would too. This has become how can you spell Bolivia? Different. I don't know where to go from there.
Well, no, that's all right. Don't you know
you drive me crazy? Joy, traffic for Melbourne.
Right, the colder outbound this afternoon, because that's right, we're heading out to the roads, is this little sketchy like my throat. And there's no info for that, so sorry, you're on your own. Eastern outbound is Green Dream at 12 minutes. The Monash outbound will have you singing Afternoon Delight at 43 minutes. And the Princess Freeway outbound is sucking on a lozenge at 16 minutes. And that's your all over the shop. Like this show version of the traffic.
Why do you think it's all over the shop, though? I think the show's been going well.
We've had highs, we've had lows,
that's
we've
okay.
had tears, we've had happiness, and we've had
only had tears over your T-shirt.
Was the Green Dream your T-shirt?
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah. I need to join that crazy bunch of people.
Say it's your Green Dream today.
Yeah, for anyone that wants to get on board, the Facebook / murphyslawradio.com, have a look. The Green Dream is there for you all to see.
Oh, that's good. That's lovely.
Yeah, my T-shirt.
Now,
I'm quite happy with it. You two are pigs. Anyway.
That's lovely. Hey, here's one for you. Battle-hardened parrot has somehow survived being kidnapped from a zoo, wounded in a police shootout.
Oh. A parrot?
A parrot and bitten by a snake. He's
lucky.
Still alive.
Wow.
Although he is blind in one eye and has a lot of stories to tell. The bird has already been through more than most of us do in a lifetime.
I wonder where I went wrong in life.
Guess what his name is?
What?
You'd think Lucky, wouldn't you, after all that? But no, his owners called him Freddy Krueger because of his deformed face. Because of the gunshot wound.
How dare they? He survived all that and you call him after a horror movie.
Krueger. He's got to have deep psychological problems like Freddy, isn't he? Like, seriously.
Do parrots have deep psychological.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh,
could be a good movie though. Like this pet parrot that
takes
survives,
over Freddy Krueger's
body. Yeah, survives
body.
All these instances, and then the parents like of it just
and
laughed
claws.
And called it Freddy Krueger, and then it just attacked everyone in their sleep.
Wow. Can we go to another song?
Well, I can see that movie being made.
The parrot and Anna therapy. They both need therapy.
However,
I have
a quirky story.
I was going to jump in there,
here.
But I'm not going to.
Ooh. I have a quirky story. Oh, sorry, did you have something?
No. Quirk away.
A town in Spain installed a 38-meter-long metal slide to connect one street to another because it's down a long hill.
Oh, I love this idea.
And so, as a shortcut to get from one street to the other, they installed a 38-meter-long stainless steel slide. They closed it down within one day due to safety concerns.
Oh, no.
People are sliding down.
Oh, dear.
And people are sliding down.
Oh, my God.
And
just Who thought that was
imagine Nana. Nana's gone to visit the relatives. It's taken her 3 hours to go up the stairs. It takes her 2 seconds to get down. She's broken two hips and her neck.
There are photos of people with injuries and scrapes. All sorts of things.
Not okay.
And I just think you'd get some serious bum burn on that thing. If that's in Spain,
There are photos of people with scrapes on their arms and elbows. There's a social media video of one woman sliding down and she says, I just flew 2 metres off the end.
Oh, my goodness.
Good Lord. Anna Murphy?
Yes. Doll-faced Dean Murphy.
Lurking in the households of hundreds of thousands of millions even of people around the world is the invisible family member. Sure, she's there first thing in the morning. She's there.
What's he talking about?
On hand, last thing at night.
What are you talking about?
She knows your taste in music, films, how you like your lighting, even tell you what the weather's like for you. Her name is of course, Alexa.
Alexa. Well, I'm now, in an old-fashioned home. I do everything myself. But anyway, moving on.
So Alexa's become pretty big over the last couple of years. Unfortunately for this poor mother, she has a child. Her name is mother's name is Catherine. The child's name is Annabelle. And she's been waiting for little 11-month-old Annabelle to just say anything. You know, when they just say something.
Just waiting.
Just say something. Waiting. Waiting.
And, of course, you always want the first words. Well, I'm assuming you would always want the first word to be mum or dad.
She got Alexa.
Alexa. I wonder how many babies are out there doing that. Yeah. Alexa, can you turn the music down? Alexa, no, but can you turn the heating
up? It's become really annoying.
Like, people are so annoying. Just do it yourself. Yep. Until Alexa can bloody well go to the fridge and get me another drink, I'm not interested. I'm telling you right
now. Well, I've got Siri at home.
Like, no,
I've got
the same thing.
I've got the Apple.
And Siri's so stupid.
No, but Siri doesn't.
You have to go, hey, Siri.
Every 5 seconds.
My phone just went off. No, Siri, not now.
The guy that lives downstairs from me, because I've got an echoey apartment, it's quite, lounge room bits quite big, and so I'm always going, hey, Siri, hey, Siri, hey, Siri, because she doesn't get it. Hey, Siri.
No, she's
hey,
stupid.
Siri. And I walk past him the other day, he goes, Siri, what's going on with Siri?
Yeah, your Siri's got bad hearing, mate.
She's got bad hearing. I've got a little movie review for you. I wish we had some music going on.
That's on the list of production things. So I think we started the list in 2010.
Yep.
It's early
there.
We started the show.
Sounds good. This movie that I went to see on Saturday night got 85% likes from Rotten Tomato.
Oh
no.
Which was part of the reason why I went, because I thought, wow, that many people liked it. That's great.
On Rotten Tomato?
Rotten Tomato.
Isn't Rotten Tomato mean the bad movies?
No, they review them, but they give you a percentage of which is good, which is bad.
Okay, cool. Sorry. I was thinking of the Razzies, Razzie Awards.
So I went with a good friend of mine, Scott, who convinced me to go and see it because of Rotten Tomatoes, and we went to see Pokemon Detective Pikachu.
Do you have children?
Pokemon Detective Pikachu.
Do you have children?
Don't have children.
Was it weird, the two of you going to see that movie?
Well, he's sort of like, he loves all that animated crap.
Was it you two then like a whole bunch of mums with their kids in there?
Yep.
Yeah.
I just want
to... On your Saturday night.
On your Saturday night. Yeah.
Animated crap. Now, I'm a fan of that.
I'm not
going to Pokemon.
No.
Well...
Who does that?
Well, see, I never played the game. I know what a Pikachu is.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, no, you
did you? You did,
it.
Didn't you? But wasn't that game Pokemon Go where people were out the street?
Yeah, we were all doing it. I did it for a second.
Yeah, losers. Anyway.
Oh, I don't think you needed to...
Didn't go to the movie on Saturday night, did you?
Yes.
Loser.
Some of us have come into 2019 and gone, no, that was a silly thing to do back then. Others are going, oh, I'm going to waste my Saturday night seeing the movie.
Okay. Well, I just hope for your sake it was adults at kids' prices.
I'm going to do a little bit of a Richard
Wilkins
now.
Was it adults? Was it adults at kids' prices? Was it?
Possibly.
No,
it wasn't. It was full price.
Full price.
Ace Detective Harry Goodman goes mysteriously missing, prompting his 21-year-old son, Tim, to find out what happened.
Oh.
Aiding in the investigation is Harry's former Pokemon partner, because they all have Pokemon, so everyone on Earth has a Pokemon. Wisecracking, adorable, super sleuth, Detective Pikachu. Finding that they are uniquely equipped to work together, as Tim is the only human... can talk with Pikachu. They join forces to unravel the tangled mystery.
I wonder what my puppy's doing now.
And that, my friends, got 85% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Who are these people? Are they all 10-year-olds doing the reviews for that movie?
I just want to go and see a movie with substance. Does anyone want to take me?
Well, start going to movies of substance.
Something that's rated above PG.
Traffic for Melbourne.
Yeah, that's That's right. It's the second time we head out to the roads tonight. The colder outbound is like decaf. It's pointless. Basically no information. The eastern outbound has had two cafe lattes this afternoon and is flying home at 13 minutes. The Monash outbound decided today was the day to quit caffeine, but is greatly regretting that decision and is contemplating an instant at 44 minutes. And the Princess is green teen and peeing like a racehorse at 12 minutes. And that is your caffeinated version of the traffic.
I like it. Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law. It's like a little party in
the
studio.
Oh, we're doing the dance moves.
Party in my pants and everyone's invited. Now, listen, when it comes to food, everyone has their own little weird, quirky things that they do, whether it's dunking French fries into milkshakes or maybe pouring water over cereal instead of milk.
Yeah, I don't know about the...
Well, so people say to me that smearing Vegemite and then putting my eggs on the Vegemite...
Ooh, that's heaven. That's avocado, that's great.
Best thing ever. When it comes to McDonald's, we pretty much think we've seen it all the way people... do certain things with their...
See, I was thinking about when you said the milkshake fries and fries and sundae.
Fries and sundae.
Yeah. Mm. Not dunking in, eating
at
the same time.
That's your savoury and sweet thing taken to a different level, isn't it? Well, this dude, I don't even know what his name is, he's taken, he does something with his Maccas, which when I was reading it, I was thinking, I know where you're going with this, and I don't think it's weird at all, to be quite honest. I think it's good. I don't know what his name is, I can't find it in the story, but he actually rips off the batter from his chicken nuggets and just eats the chicken.
Why?
Because he doesn't want the batter, which I completely understand. And
then
he's put
go
a photo.
And get some chicken and grill it.
But you can't get that as chicken nuggets.
Do you know what? Actually, now you can get chicken bites grilled. Kids, you've just got to ask.
Where? From McDonald's.
From McDonald's.
How you do you do this?
Because I go.
When
through
do you eat it?
Far too much. I've had it once before.
Yeah.
No, I've had it before.
So just the kids' meal though.
Yeah, kids. You have to pretend you've got.
I bet it goes well with your fries and sundae.
Yeah.
Hey, this is not about me. This is about this weird dude. Back to him.
No, it's not really weird, but he's just put a photo with the chicken nuggets and the dips and then the leftovers.
Yeah, but okay, so
I don't think it's weird.
Yeah, you don't think it's weird because tell the people how you eat pizza, weirdo.
Well, I've never been big on the bases, so I put lots of extra
that's
stuff
because
on
I'm
the
a
top,
and I just diver, and I'm trying to keep my look, so I don't eat carbohydrates.
Don't start sounding like Nicki Minaj when you do that. Like,
can't we eat the carbohydrate? Anyway, stuff that up.
Anyway, I don't eat the base of pizza. I just eat the topping.
It's really weird. Like a family and get together and stuff. He just stands there, and there's like all these pieces of pizza. Piled up with no toppings on them.
Because I was picturing if he's just eating it out of his hand.
Oh, no.
He just gets it like a fork and then eats the top off and then just throws it back in the box.
And I can't, if someone gives me a muffin, I only ever eat the top. I can't eat any more of it.
What?
No, because it looks ugly. The top bit looks good. After that, it just doesn't look good. It looks like.
And tell the people how you eat fish and chips while we're at it. If the fish comes battered.
I'll just rip the batter off. Yeah, it's not a big deal.
No, it's just.
Wow.
Yeah.
No. Does anyone, you
very
don't do it?
Very finicky. Well, clearly I don't do it.
Nope. No.
Mate, if I order pizza, it's going in me. Yeah, all
maybe
of it.
Send through a message. Is anyone supporting me here? Anna Murphy's out of here, by the way.
I got to go.
She's got to go.
I'm a single mother of two daughters.
We'll hold the fort for you, doll.
Please, right? Everybody.
Great.
Have a great
You're
week.
On joy. It's good when she goes, isn't it? Like, it's good when she sort of, it's kind of just relaxing all of a sudden and there's not as much wound up tension.
Can take my pants off.
Anything can happen in the studio. Yep. Mm-hmm. And we don't need to worry about her.
No.
I got my mother a present, which I haven't given her to yet. She wouldn't be listening now. She's probably in bed. To go to water aerobics at her local club.
Well, that'd be good for the bunions.
Well, she needs to get those little Christian legs going. And
that's right.
Those little bunions working overtime.
in a weightless environment. Well, I haven't seen my mother. She's coming for a visit this week. So this comes as a perfect time.
Well, this might help you, actually, because there's a lot of... It says 26 weird Mother's Day gifts. There's quite a few in there. There's one which is a hairbrush, but it's also a bottle opener. Now, I like that.
I like it, not for mum.
Not for your mum? No.
I'll take it, but...
There's also the FU candle.
Now, this I like.
It's a candle of a hand with a middle finger. I don't know about for Mother's Day.
Oh, no, that's perfect for my mum.
Oh,
yeah, no, that's...
Really?
Yeah, that's right. Really nailed it. I'm going to look for that.
What else is in there? I like this one. It's the fake yoga mat with that holds six beer cans.
Yeah, I think
that's good.
Be good for her.
That'd be great for Anna Murphy, actually. Just quietly.
There is the peanut butter whiskey.
Oh, good. Yes, like that one. Mm. I like this one. This is my favourite. I won't go on after this. Bathroom wine glass holder.
See, that's quite good.
That's good.
Now, that would go quite well with this, which I get, which is called the Drink Like a Mother wine collection, which is four bottles that says Drink Like a Mother.
Lovely idea. Wish I'd latched onto that. That's it from us. We're out of here. Next week we'll have our wrap-up of what was Eurovision weekend, next weekend.
Yes.
And hang on a sec.
What?
Hang on a sec.
What?
Is next week our Radiothon week?
Is it?
Yes, I think it is.
Yes, I think it is.
Oh, we've got lots of special guests on the show next week.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.